Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 10th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We're picking up at the very end of Genesis today, so tomorrow we'll start a new book. We'll be in Psalm 79 and in John chapter 13, verses 31 through 38, which is the end of chapter 13. As I'm reading today, I'm going to try to do this in one take because occasionally I just need a reset in my heart as it relates to what the purpose of Project 119 is. And the purposes for our fellowship are that we might know God more, and it wouldn't be about perfecting reading or anything like that, and that God might speak to us through His Word. And so we pray for that even now as we enter the text. Genesis chapter 50, starting in verse 15, the title in my Bible says, God's Good Purposes. When Joseph's brothers saw that their father was dead, they said, "It may be that Joseph will hate us and pay us back for all the evil that we did to him." So they sent a message to Joseph saying, "Your father gave this command before he died. Say to Joseph, please forgive the transgression of your brothers and their sin, because they did evil to you. And now, please forgive the transgression of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. His brothers also came and fell down before him and said, "Behold, we are your servants." But Joseph said to them, "Do not fear, for am I in the place of God? As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive, as they are today. So do not fear. I will provide for you and your little ones." Thus he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. So Joseph remained in Egypt, he and his father's house. Joseph lived 110 years, and Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were counted as Joseph's own. And Joseph said to his brothers, "I am about to die, but God will visit you and bring you up out of this land to the land that he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." Then Joseph made the sons of Israel swear, saying, "God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones from here." So Joseph died, being 110 years old. They embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. Two things I want to mention before we go on. This beautiful verse 20, it says, "As for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today." In this passage is the great promise that God is working in us, even when we cannot see it, for our good and for His glory. And then at the end, we see the promise that was given to Abraham is still very important to Joseph, that one day the land that was promised to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, one day God is going to bring about that the people of Israel will conquer that land. Let's look again at verse 24. "I'm about to die," Joseph says, "but God will visit you and bring you up out of this land to the land that he swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." And he says, "When you go, don't leave my bones here. Take me with you as a testimony to the fact that I believed that God would fulfill his promise." Let's move now to the Psalms. Let me go over in my phone to Psalm 79. I was reading in the study Bible about this psalm, and it says this: Psalm 79 asks God to turn his attention back to the enemies who have persecuted his people, while it also acknowledges his past generations had indeed sinned. The psalm appears to be set against the backdrop of the Babylonian exile. So when the Babylonians came in to conquer Jerusalem, and so many people were carted off to the land of Babylonia. It begins with anguish by describing how the nation's enemies destroyed Jerusalem, and then it is followed by a cry of distress and a request that God would punish the enemies and help his people. Another request comes for the vindication of his people, and then a vow to praise God when he delivers them. Psalm 79. How long, O Lord? A psalm of Asaph. O God, the nations have come into your inheritance. They have defiled your holy temple. They have laid Jerusalem in ruins. They have given the bodies of your servants to the birds of the heavens for food, the flesh of your faithful to the beast of the earth. They have poured out their blood like water all around Jerusalem, and there was no one to bury them. We have become a taunt to our neighbors, mocked and derided by those around us. How long, O Lord? Will you be angry forever? Will your jealousy burn like fire? Pour out your anger on the nations that do not know you, on the kingdoms that do not call upon your name. For they have devoured Jacob and laid waste his habitation. Do not remember against us our former iniquities. Let your compassion come speedily to meet us, for we are brought very low. Help us, O God of our salvation, for the glory of your name. Deliver us and atone for our sins, for your name's sake. Why should the nations say, "Where is their God?" Let the avenging of the outpoured blood of your servants be known among the nations before our eyes. Let the groans of the prisoners come before you. According to your great power, preserve those doomed to die. Return sevenfold into the lap of our neighbors the taunts with which they have taunted you, O Lord. But we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. From generation to generation, we will recount your praise. I love the honesty of the psalm here. The psalmist is crying out, "Lord, how long?" And in verse 10, he says, why should the nations be able to say, "Where is their God?" The Israelites are saying, of course, these nations who have conquered us believe that you have failed. And then he says, let the avenging of the outpoured blood of your servants be known among the nations before our eyes. It's this plea for something to happen soon, that they might see God's promises come to pass. And that is a prayer that I pray often, that I would be able to see the work of God in the lives of those that I love and in our church. And often in the Bible, those who prayed the prayers didn't see the full glory of God on display on what he's doing in this certain situation. You think about the exiles. They were in exile some 70 years before returning to Jerusalem. So I don't know if that's consolation or if it's just encouragement that God is at work even when we cannot see his hand. Okay, let's move over to John now. We are nearing the cross, I think, as we said a couple of days ago. And in John chapter 13, we'll start with verse 31. I'm going to get a little water and then we'll read the section called A New Commandment. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? Jesus answered him, where I am going, you cannot follow me now, but you will follow me afterward. Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus answered, will you lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I say to you, the rooster will not crow till you have denied me 3 times. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I want to end our time together with a prayer. I've told you before that Jane Houth, who is a member of Mountain Brook Baptist and a dear friend, has a daily devotional. And in one of her devotionals, I think it was sometime this week, she had a prayer for another day. And I thought this prayer was beautiful, and I want to share it with you as we end the podcast. Will you pray with me? Oh God, give us strength to live another day. Set our lives in order, helping us know what we ought to do and helping us do it in a way that it should be done. Let us not turn coward before its difficulties or prove unfaithful to its duties. Let us not lose faith in our fellow humans. Keep us pleasant, kind, and gentle toward other people, free from anger and envy. In spite of ingratitude, treachery, or meanness, keep us from being annoyed by the little stings, or keep us from giving them. Help us to keep our hearts clean. Help us to live so honestly and fearlessly that no outward failure can dishearten us or take away the joy of conscious integrity. Open wide the eyes of our souls so that we may see good in all things. Grant us today some new vision of your truth. Inspire us with a spirit of joy and gladness so that each person we meet today may be happier for it. Give us a quick eye for little kindnesses that we may be ready in doing them and gracious in receiving them. In all we think, and do and say, we pray, dear God, for you to bless our way. Amen.